Well, an Israeli military drone has crashed in the north of the besieged Gaza Strip. A security source from Palestinian resistance movement Hamas says the movement has captured an Israeli drone that was flying over East Jabalia. He did not give further details. Hamas's military wing, Azadin al-Qassam Brigades, on its Twitter account has claimed responsibility for shooting down, quote, an Israeli mini drone. Tel Aviv has denied this. Now, the Israeli army says, quote, a Skylark tactical mini drone crashed in the Gaza Strip due to malfunction. Israel occasionally carries out drone attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip that have at times claimed lives. We're switching over to Gaza, joined by Press TV's correspondent Ashraf Shannon. Ashraf, good to see you. Please fill us in on the situation. There seems to be contradictory reports coming out of this drone that has crashed. Tell us the latest on what you have, Ashraf, please.
Yes, Marzia, the Hamas's military wing, the Al-Qassam Brigades, have just issued a statement saying that they have actually shut down an Israeli drone called the Skyrider, and they shut it down from the skies of northern Gaza, north of the Jabalia refugee camp. Now, the Israelis are saying that they did lose a Skyrider unmanned aerial vehicle, and they're saying that it fell due to technical problems. Well, this is the first, and it's not the first time that an Israeli drone falls down or is shut down. Back in May, an Israeli Hermes drone fell off the coast of Gaza, and at the same time, the Israelis claimed that due to malfunction, they had to shoot it down, although Hamas claimed that time that they shot it down. But the Israelis said that they are the ones who shot it down. So we spoke to some military experts, and they're saying that the frequent falling down, so-called, of Israeli drones only shows the weakness of the Israeli military industry. And many here feel that the heavy activity of Israeli drones in the past 2 or 3 days also show that Israel is planning maybe to wage another war on Gaza, similar to that one that took place almost a year ago, for 8 days, and claimed the lives of nearly 170 Palestinians, and hundreds more were injured.
Well, Ashraf, basically, what you're saying that people are, experts are saying, regardless whether it was shot down or that if it fell due to malfunction, that it shows the weakness of the drone activities by the Israelis, correct?
Correct, Marzia. This, the whole point here is whether it was shut down or just malfunctioned. This only shows, either way, it shows that the Israeli air defense industry is weak and it has many glitches. And even some Palestinians in the West Bank, they have made their own drones, and at some points they surpass some of these small Israeli drones.
All right, thank you so much for being with us out of Gaza. Press TV's correspondent, Ashraf Shannon.